You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 60.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your mindful marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. I know how frustrating it can be to launch a new business, so I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, make money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can also be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode.
Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders come together to discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Shantae Taylor. She's an author, speaker, potentialist coach, neuroscientist, and founder of the Self-Help Academy. Shantae learned to manage her mind and life as she went from being a struggling teen and single parent to a happily married and successful career woman. She has earned degrees in training in neuroscience, biology, clinical neuropsychology, and organizational psychology. With 15 years of brain research, she empowers people with their knowledge of their brain and mind to optimize their health, leadership potential, as well as their professional development and attract their ideal lives. Shantae, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
I am excellent, Kimberly. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. So you have more degrees than I can list here on this paper. So tell me about your life's journey and how you came down this road to get into all the brain research and take it into also helping people find their life purpose.
Yes, of course. So I've always been fascinated with the brain, and I went to UCLA to study neuroscience. I mean, in the 1998, I believe it was one of the up and coming majors, and it was just something that I knew I had to do. And I was on my journey actually to become a psychiatrist. And because I wanted to help people, you know, manage their brain, their mind, and help people to be in a healthier mental state. Along my journey, things started to shift in me, however, because once you start learning about neuroscience, you learn, you know, the parts of the brain and the mechanics of it all. But there was a time in my life where I was, you know, giving myself away in so many areas. And I came to a point, particularly about 5 years ago, where I crashed into a pole.
Wow. There's a wake-up call.
If you don't wake up from that, you know. And the thing about it is, I was in an empty parking lot.
Wow.
There was no one else around, no other cars. It was just me in the pole. And actually, my two children were in the back seat screaming and crying, you know, after it. And, you know, and I was unconscious for a moment. And in that moment of darkness, when I heard them screaming and crying, I could hear my higher self saying, you know, you have to take better care of yourself. Because I was tapped out. My brain just shut down. I was stressed out. I was, you know, a mother, a wife, I was a grad student, I was working these long hours, you know, with clients and patients, and my brain just had enough because I was neglecting myself. And so I decided from that point, I said, okay, well, what do I know to do? Because I know I have to listen. I mean, like you said, that's a huge wake-up call, okay? A shock to your spirit, a shock to your higher self saying, okay, I'm not trying to kill you off here, but you need to wake up and try something different. And the shift for me came when I said, I need to manage myself better. And I knew about how the brain operated, because everything starts in the mind and the brain. All your thoughts, all your emotions, all the sensory information, the millions and millions and bits of information coming in from the outside world have to be sent up to the brain to be interpreted and acted upon. And if we're not using our higher parts of our brain, our most advanced regions of our brain, to make the decisions that are important in our personal lives and in our professional lives, that means we're operating at our lower parts of the brain. You know, that instinctive brain, that flight or flight, that, you know, emotional fear and anxiety part of the brain. So I have to learn to manage my stress levels, manage my emotions by taking better care of my brain health, my physical brain, and my mind, my thoughts, and consciously learn how to drive them to my higher self, my higher regions of the brain, which is the most advanced part of the brain. It's called the prefrontal cortex and the left and right hemispheres. But, you know, as a society, we primarily operate at those lower levels of the brain, unfortunately, and we see it showing up in, you know, our world of violence and collapsing financial, you know, institutions and what's going on in our schools. These are people who are in fear. You know, if you got to carry a gun, you're in fear of something. You know, if you have a poverty mindset, you have a scarcity mindset, you're in survival mode.
And so many people live their life like that every day. And it's just so unfortunate.
It is. And, you know, in our past lives, you know, thousands of years ago, it was fine to live at those lower parts of the brain to, you know, find food and, you know, keep our species going by finding mates and being aware of what's behind the bush ready to eat us. That was fine, right? But in modern times, we can't be operating off those systems anymore. You know, they do serve their purpose. You know, we need our lower parts of the brain to run our bodies, right? Our beating hearts and breathing and all that, the restoring of our blood cells and healing and all that. We need that. But we don't need it to run the next part of our human evolution, which is, you know, using our higher mind to truly transform where we are in our lives, to truly be successful and to serve on this planet and maybe beyond.
Oh, I like that. I always love the beyond. So now, what was the turning point? So you've crashed into a pole, you know, that's the initial thrust into, okay, you need to change your life. But how did you then take the steps to go from all the studying and craziness to building a business around this?
Excellent question. So it didn't happen overnight. You know, I still had to figure out, okay, how am I going to use this knowledge, you know, to transform my life? So what I realized again, my higher self started talking to me again, because I was spending 8 to 12 hours assessing people with deficits, people with Alzheimer's disease, different dementias, brain injuries for 8 to 12 hours a day. And I thought it was just, you know, being a grad student, you're supposed to, you know, be tired and stressed out all the time. But now I was a little bit more aware because I had a shock to my system and I listened again. And my higher self was saying, you're not using neuroscience in an empowering way. That's why you're drained. You're not just drained because of the day. You're drained because you are not energized by what you are doing. So I decided to go a totally opposite way of my peers who are all on the neuropsychology route. And I said, I'm going to use the knowledge of the brain to empower people. I'm going to teach people what's right about their brains instead of what's wrong with their brains. So now I coach people on how to move through mental blocks in their life, in their career, in their business. I teach them about brain health, because if you're not taking care of your brain health, it's really hard to have the mental energy and the stamina to make the decisions that are important to progress in life. So I totally changed courses.
That's great. And there's a term you don't hear often is brain health.
Yes.
Right? And that is such a key point because we don't talk about that. How's your brain today?
Exactly. You know, because it's not something we get to see. I mean, it's like out of sight, out of mind. But, you know, with brain imaging, we can see that if you look at their brain, let's say they're 40, they can have a brain similar to a 70 or 80 year old because of them not taking care of their brain, wow. Not getting sleep, chronic stress, not eating the brain foods necessary to rebuild their 100 billion brain cells. But the beauty of it all is that our brains are plastic. It's so malleable. It wants to grow. It wants to continue to be fulfilled and stimulated, and it will heal itself if we give it the chance.
I think that's been the most fascinating to me thing that's come out of science recently. Oh, there's so many fascinating things, but one of them is that we can rebuild ourselves. We can rebuild every piece of our body, our yes. brain, and change. We are so in control. And yes. that's really one of the most empowering things to know is that we are absolutely in control and can rebuild even our little brain cells.
Absolutely. And they want to. They're designed to. Or we lose them.
Yeah. Yeah, right? When we become like a little guy walking down the street, grouchy.
Yes.
Not talking.
Exactly. Or talking to ourselves.
I heard that. So who is your ideal client and how are you marketing your business to them to get those clients?
Yeah, so my ideal clients, at one point my ideal client was everybody. Everybody with a brain, you know. Everybody has a brain, right? And I found that, you know, people are at different levels. So you do still have to find the people who are ready for your message, who are ready for your service or your product. So I actually had to come to that realization and stop resisting, you know, really targeting my ideal customer. And I actually had to sit down and write, who am I talking to? Who would benefit from understanding that you can't just, you know, go through life and neglect yourself, neglect your brain, neglect your higher self. You have to make those emotional connections to yourself and really deal with self-care. And I was like, basically, it's the people who have already been attracted to my knowledge. Just, you know, there's certain people you can talk to and they just get it.
Isn't it true? Yeah, they're like, yes. And then other people go, huh?
Exactly. Those are the people you want to focus on. People who you don't even have to use your energy really to explain, you know, the deeper why. They may ask like clarifying questions or, you know, they may want to know more of what you do, but then that energizes you. That's a different conversation than trying to explain to somebody why they need your services.
So
you know?
Yes.
So, I mean, and that's one of the important things that we all need to understand about ourselves. That's why it's a lot of inner work that we need to do to even find our customer. It's an inner job first. It's an inside job first. Like, you gotta realize what your energy levels are like when you're talking to people, when you're putting yourself out there, you know, who's responding. And so what I found was women naturally respond to me because I'm a woman. And, you know, actually women who are left brain predominantly, the scientists, the financial people, the bankers, because these are the people, the women who are normally very A-type, very focused, very goal-oriented, you know, very professional. And, you know, they deal in a lot of black and white. You know, that was me, scientists, right? And we want to make sure things are getting done. Some of us are perfectionists. And that means we sometimes are neglecting that right side of the brain that allows us to be connected with our emotions and recognize what's going on in our bodies that tells us, okay, you need to pause. you need to pause and take care of yourself.
And what I love is that you're, since you are a scientist, and those of us, because I am one of those left brain people, is it's, and, you know, it feels less, you know, the word, I know I'm talking to mind, body, spirit community here, but I'll use the word woo-woo, because sometimes people are like, oh, you've got to go meditate, and they think it's weird. But with you, you can bring in the scientist and be like, let me show you. Here's the scientific proof of what you need to do. And that, I think that helps a lot.
Absolutely. I am here to bring... I think my purpose partly is to bring balance between the science and the woo-woo world or the spiritual world. I think they're connected. I know they're connected. And there is now proof. That's why I love the science coming out, because we're now able to prove that that stuff works and it's actually causing physiological changes in the brain, and it's causing changes within people. Because some people need to know that extra reasoning, that extra why. You know, why am I meditating? Why am I sacrificing 10 minutes a day to sit here and think about nothing? You know, people, I'm one of those people. I needed to know, you know, the why. It sounds good, but, you know, how did it really benefit me? So I'm bringing that why, that backing to people so that they can really implement those things that really do serve them.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to understand why nothing is good.
Right. Nothing is good. It's a brain requirement to have downtime and to daydream, to think about nothing, you know, to tune out. I mean, that actually frees up your mind. It actually allows you to be more creative and put ideas together that wouldn't have necessarily come to you because you're so focused on, you know, what's in front of you versus, you know, tuning out and letting your right brain make the connections from all the stuff you've learned over your whole life.
Yep. So true. So what marketing strategy are you using? Are you actually going out and finding them, or are they just coming to you?
Oh, my gosh. Good question. I have found on this journey that they'll just start coming to you. And I'm like, I'm loving that because, you know, you try to force stuff and, you know, you're learning all this stuff on one hand from these marketers, these gurus, people in your field, and you're trying to implement them and you're trying to do it like them. You know, you got the formula and you're trying to make it work and stuff just doesn't happen. And then you get, as soon as you start really refining who you're talking to, your ideal customer, as soon as you start focusing in on your energy, where you're spending it, is this activity energizing you or is it not? When do you need to step back? When do you need to move forward? You know, being able to read other people's energy, because as entrepreneurs, we have all these opportunities. We have all these paths we can go down. But all of them are not meant for us to go down. And the more we're in tune with ourselves, the more we can, you know, sense which one is the ideal opportunity. Like that path will just, you know, light up a little bit more, you know, for us. And so for me, I've learned, you know, I've been on several platforms. I've had my own radio show, and that was with the Law of Attraction Radio for a time. And in the beginning, it was wonderful. And I got all these opportunities. And I believe that's where I actually met up with you.
That is true. At one of the conferences. Yeah,
absolutely. So that was a wonderful experience, that opportunity that came to me. And through having my own radio show. But the radio show itself wasn't for me. It served a lot of people, and I love serving, but then the administrative stuff was there, and, you know, you got to do it every week, and, you know, so there were...
I know.
So, you know, parts of it wasn't for me, and it was draining me energetically, so I had to shift that energy somewhere else. You know, I also do blogs. So there's several platforms you can get your message out there, and you have to figure out which one is going to energize you and serve others as well and get your message out there. And from all the platforms that I use speaking, I wrote a book, you know, I did the radio show. I've gotten opportunities from every platform that I use, but I'm also being more protective over my time and energy, you know, as I get more selective in, you know, which platforms that I choose.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about your book and the process there. Did you self-publish? Did you go traditional? What was that like for you?
That is so interesting because I was going to self-publish. I definitely was going to self-publish. I've always wanted to write a book, and I got the mojo to just get it done and just focus for, because I have this message in me. I have this message in me, and, you know, there's only so much you can, you know, tell to other people before they're like, stop talking to me, right? So
like, you again?
I know, right? So I was like, I'm just going to put it in a book. So my book is Gen X, a Manual for the Generation of Masterminds and Lost Minds. And basically, it's for Generation X, people born in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, who we grew up in this time where we basically were the first set of latchkey kids. So maybe both of our parents worked. We didn't have a lot of emotional development, so we had to be very independent. And, you know, the 9-to-5s just don't work for us. You know, we want something purposeful. But with all that comes, we have to know how to manage ourselves, our brains, our emotions. You know, so that we can really step up and be the leaders that's going to take the reins from the baby boomers and, you know, lead Generation Y. And there's not a lot of talk about Generation X. You know, when I was researching the book, I mean, it was far and in between the articles and the books on Generation X. So I just wrote a manual for us. You know, I mean, anybody can read it. Anybody who has a brain can take care of their brain. But some of the things...
At least we hope so.
Yeah, we hope so, right? But it really is there to serve Generation X because we are thick in it now. We're the leaders. We're the entrepreneurs. We revolutionized the whole world with Google and Facebook, you know, increasing communication levels. And we really want to, you know, fulfill our purpose and passion. And you know, we have so many grapples with that, you know, inside. We're, you know, wrestling with ourselves because we've been taught to do this 9-to-5 thing and stay in this job for 30, 40 years and retire. But, you know, the inside, we're like, we want to do what we want to do, what we feel we were designed to do. Well, what the heck is that? You know, how do I monetize that? And how do I not feel guilty about taking these risks? So the book is about managing all that. So to answer your part of your question,
I love it. We just keep talking. It's awesome. I love it.
I appreciate you letting me go. So I was going to self-publish, but I ended up doing an interview and a publisher just happened to be listening to the interview and was intrigued by my message and decided to publish the book for me. So I was like, yay.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So it took a lot of that administrative stuff, you know, that doesn't really energize me out the way. And this publisher actually knew the founder of the Law of Attraction Radio Network, which is how I ended up getting the radio show. So you see how opportunities start to come as soon as you say, I am going to pursue my passion, my purpose, no matter what. The whole universe it's like the universe is waiting. It's like we're holding up ourselves because of our own fears.
Isn't that true? That is so true. It's right there at our fingertips. And every time we get afraid, it's like the wall goes up.
Yes, absolutely.
It wants us to be successful, which is awesome.
Yes, the universe is on our side.
So what has been your greatest business success? And then I'm going to flip it around and ask about the greatest business failure, because we seem to learn so much from our failures that then in turn give us those successes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, my failures are longer than successes for sure. Oh, my gosh. My biggest success, I think, personally, was to keep going on this journey, to just keep moving and keep receiving the opportunities that keep coming my way. So within that, like I said, I've been pursued for interviews, for my own radio show, for speaking with, you know, great people like Jack Canfield, getting $10,000 clients. And, you know, not all my clients are $10,000 clients, but, you know, that's pretty good, right?
we'll take those whenever they come.
I'm open to receive that. And, you know, really just hearing the stories, hearing people's feedback, how my message is helping to transform their lives, how, you know, people who I work with are stepping out of their boxes, stepping out of their mental prisons and doing what they love. And I love seeing the opportunities that start just coming their way once they decide to do it, you know. And I think fear and doubt, I mean, it's the prison of this world. And once we bust through them, once we know how to bust through them, I think we can do just wonderful things as a human race.
Yes, the prison we create ourselves, which is the scary part.
Oh my gosh. And it's hard to admit that, right?
It is. That is, has to be the hardest thing, is that, you know, I think what Jack Canfield puts it best when he talks about being 100% responsible for everything we do. And we're even responsible for those fears. Like, yes, that's our creation.
Yes. Self-imposed.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So as an entrepreneur, I mean, this is a little, I'd like to call it a technical question, sort of, but there's things, sure, and tools that we use that we couldn't live without. So what piece of software or tool do you love that really has gotten you to where you are and you couldn't live without?
The internet. Oh my gosh, the internet has revolutionized the planet.
Hasn't it? What's really fascinating to me is that most younger generations, they don't know life without that. And it's like, remember when there was no cell phones?
Yes. Or it was bigger than a brick and you look crazy holding it. Yes, I remember those things. You know, and Google started off as someone's dream. I mean, a literal dream he had of putting all information on the internet. And of course, people thought he was crazy, of course. But it's like, you know, this was all a dream. That's the first creation, is in your mind and in your idea, you know?
It's right there. We just need to tap into it.
Yes, absolutely.
And then now, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, within the internet, you have all your platforms to reach out and serve and give and gain clients as well.
Yeah. And I'm people who listen to me know I'm a big proponent of the platform. You need to have all the pieces out. You can focus on certain ones, but getting them all out there is really key. And the more people hear you, the more people find you, and the more lives you can change.
Absolutely.
So now, what books, other than your own, have been a huge inspiration to you, and that could be a business book or a spiritual book that's gotten you to through the trials and tribulations of creating this business?
Well, I would say the first book that really led me to make the final switch from telling people what was wrong with their brains for 8 to 10 hours a day to coaching people on empowering them with the knowledge of their brain was a book called Coaching with the Brain in Mind, written by Dr. David Rock. And it was like, you know, the heavens and gates opened up when I read this book, because I'm like, you can coach people on how their brain works. And you know, because they don't teach you that in grad school. They just teach you what to look for when something's wrong with somebody's brain.
I see. Oh, that's true, right? It's very technical.
Yes, it's very technical. And that's all you learn is the deficit mindset. So once I realized that there are people on the planet using this knowledge in a more empowering way, it allowed me to have more confidence in going that direction. So, I mean, I would definitely say, you know, find those people that are going your way And, you know, and I ended up actually going to Australia because I'm in Texas. I ended up going to a conference in Australia called the Neuro Leadership Summit. And it was all these organizations and corporations there being taught by Dr. David Rock and a few others in neuroscientists about how they can start leading their organizations with understanding how the brain works. How does change work? You know, how does really leading people to be inspired and to be more creative work? And it all starts in how we use our brains. So I'm like, wow, there's a whole industry in this. So that was key for me. And let me see, what was another book? I would say Brendon Burchard's. I don't know if you heard of him.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're in the industry. I believe it was The Millionaire Messenger, and I was like, whoa. You can monetize your knowledge. You know, you can package it in all these different ways and make money from it, you know, and still serve and still use all this, you know, knowledge that I paid hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars for, you know, and I could use it my own way. It was so empowering to see people using the knowledge that I already had and use it, but using it in an empowering way. And it really just filled me up. And that's what my higher self was trying to convey to me, you know, that time I hit the pole, you know, that time when I was so drained as a graduate student, you know, working with patients. And don't get me wrong, we need people to work with patients with Alzheimer's and all that. But if I can get people before they get Alzheimer's, yeah. If I could teach you how to manage your brain health, if I could teach you how to manage your negativity and get through your mental blocks, you know, so that you don't end up in that state, I'm going to be the preventative person.
I love it. And that's perfect, right? Why let them get sick? Let me stop them beforehand.
Absolutely.
Beautiful message. Well, and I love that you discovered those two things, because I could see someone being in a traditional, I'm going to go to school, I'm going to be a doctor, and not even knowing that this exists to be able to take this information, this knowledge, and package it and put it out there.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm glad you found those books. So now, looking back on your journey, if you had to do it all over again, knowing what you know now, what would you do differently?
Okay, this is a question that stumps me. Because on one hand, I wouldn't change anything because it's shaped who I am today.
Right.
But if I was to go back, I probably would have invested my money a little bit more wisely in the type of services I use, you know, paying people. You know, I paid one person $1,500 for a logo, you know.
And you're like, wait, now there's Fiverr. I could do that for $5?
I know. You see what I'm saying? So maybe those moments, you know, I would change. I could go back in time, like back to the future. But yeah, it's those little things that I think they were still learning experiences. But I wish I would have invested my money a little differently in some places, for sure. Fiverr, people, Fiverr.
Right? It's a gold mine.
Yes.
So now, where do you see yourself going from here as you continue to build out your platform? What are your next steps?
Expand, implement, market, and continue giving. I have so many plans. Just in 2015, expanding a product, doing a live event, and just making deeper connections with people. So I think that'll always be my goal, is to expand what I'm doing, implement, because you can learn, learning is going to be forever, but you at some point you got to actually implement what you learn.
Yes.
And of course, you got to continuously market. And I want to learn how to do that better in a way that serves people so that they they really understand the value of what I'm giving and what I'm sharing. Because one thing about the mind, body, spirit platform is that it's not a tangible thing. So people don't understand its value right away. So it's hard to sell it.
Right. They're not buying a fancy pair of shoes or a new car. They're like, what do I get? Oh, wait, exactly. An amazing life?
Right?
The life I've been dreaming of?
Right, exactly. I mean, because that inner work, that intangible stuff is the key to the success of the tangible stuff, yeah. You know? And people have to believe that they have that power and that they can change, but it's like sometimes you gotta sell them on that. But like I said earlier, sometimes people will just naturally gravitate to you because they're at that level of awareness and they're ready for it. Yeah. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And any last piece of advice, a golden nugget to give the listeners who are maybe not sure of starting a new business or are in it and how to take it to the next step? What's a good little last piece of advice for them?
I would say, the time is now to follow your passion and to really discover what your purpose is in this life. Because if you don't, you will hit the pole. Mm. You may not hit it literally. I hope you don't hit it literally. You know, it'll come. It'll come and you'll look back and just, you'll look back and reflect and just ask yourself or be full of regret. You know, why didn't I pursue it? What was I so afraid of? You know, you'll feel like you wasted your life. And that's not why we were put on this planet, I believe.
Absolutely. I agree with that 110%. So now if my listeners wanted to find out more about you and your brain science, where would they go to look for you?
They can look for me at Shante. So www.ShanteJ.Taylor.com. So I always got to spell my first name. It starts with the S-H-O. So ShanteJ.Taylor.com. I'll be the first one to pop up. You can also find me on with that same name on Twitter and Instagram. So I'm on all the media, social media platforms, because that is crucial to
Yes, it is, isn't it?
yes. But one thing about social media is that there has to be a strategy behind using social media.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be overwhelming and very time consuming. So I would say definitely learn from those who have made all the mistakes and who are now successful, because there is a strategy to really optimizing those platforms. They can really work for you.
Do you have a specific strategy that you use for social media that you like?
Oh, yes. I have a lot of them. I would say one thing that I'm working on is to be consistent in your message and give 80% value in whatever platform you use. Give information and a way for them to engage with you.
So key, engagement. Yeah, and you just, you know, some people feel like they're giving away the farm, but that's what it is. You just give as much as you can and it all comes back.
But we're limitless though.
Yeah.
So whatever we give away is going to be replaced, especially if you understand how to optimize your brain, your left and right side of your brain, and get out of that, you know, lower brain mode. I mean, we have the ability to create just a limitless amount of ideas and products and services.
Absolutely. It's all in there. We just got to tap it.
Yes. I can help you tap it.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for all your amazing information and your time, and stay away from those poles.
Oh, I will. I can see it coming from a mile away now.
So thank you and have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much, Kimberly, and thank you, audience, for joining us.
You have been listening to the Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you will find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.